Welcome to Master the Start, a podcast for young professionals where we interview business experts on how you can master the start of your life in business.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the show. Do you like that opening? All right, I probably won't try it again. But welcome back to the Master the Start podcast, where we give college students and other young professionals like yourself a means of learning business and life lessons from experts from around the world. In our 10 to 15 minute podcast, we give you exclusive access to CEOs, executives, professional athletes, and many more VIPs who will give you unique advice on what they would have done differently in their early 20s, their biggest regrets, and one life hack they believe you could try this week to become more successful. This week, we were lucky enough to have Jake Sturgis on the show. Coming from a family of entrepreneurs, you could say it was in his blood. After working in video and communications for public schools for 9 years, Jake decided it was time for him to run his own business. In January 2014, he officially took the leap and made Capture Video his full-time job. Jake likes to explain that he is more than a video guy. He is somebody that captures stories about people and businesses that connect with their audience. Focusing on figuring out a way to answer the why to each story instead of the what, allowing each of his clients to stand out from their competition. Jake has only started his entrepreneurial journey, adding several employees to a successful team every year. So listen in, take notes if you would like, and welcome once again to the Master of the Start podcast, the Jake Sturgis edition. Hey, Jake.
Hey, Bobby.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing today?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for hopping on. Yeah. We'll just hop right into this thing. So, to this point, what is the greatest moment in your professional career? Can you take us to that moment?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was kind of that moment where I decided that I wanted to be an entrepreneur and a small business owner and to leave my full-time job. I kept thinking of all of these different hurdles or different things that I wanted to have in place before I made that step of my own. I finally learned that I couldn't keep waiting for the stars to align, that you know, I was the one who had to make that decision. I was the one who would have to step in and make the conditions right for me to, you know, step into entrepreneurship. I mean, I would say, you know, that moment, finally getting over all the fears and the voices in your head that say, no, you can't do this, or you're crazy, you're giving up a full-time job with benefits that you could more or less have for the rest of your life. It came down to me not wanting to live my life in regret and always look back and think, you know, what if I would have taken that shot? What if I would have taken a chance? I'm super grateful that I did, but getting to that point was certainly a process, something that kept me up many nights. Finally getting to that place of peace, I guess, of wanting to really go big and do things on my own.
Awesome. So for our listeners, how old were you when you took that leap?
So it was 4 years ago and I'm 38 now. So I was about 34 years old when I did that.
What aligned in your head? What was the moment where you were like, okay, I just can't wait anymore?
I think there was a moment for me, it was faith. And I guess just taking that step out and, you know, into the unknown and not knowing what that next step is going to look like. It was a big piece for me and my wife too. And she is definitely not a risk taker. And kind of getting her on board because it was a family decision for us to make. I had two young kids at the time that I made this decision, and she was working part time. And that inner voice inside of me just saying, "You can do this. Like you've got enough support of friends and family around that if things don't work out, you're gonna not end up out on the streets begging for food or you know whatever it might be. That people are gonna take care of you and people are gonna rally around you." And as soon as I started sharing with people what I was doing, buddies coming up and saying, "Hey, can I help you with a website? Hey, I've got this office space. Do you need help finding office space?" So people just kind of came out of the woodwork to really help support me and to help me get launched. And that certainly was less isolating of a feeling starting off and not feeling like I was all alone.
That's awesome. I think something that was really important that you just said is, as an entrepreneur, having a core network around you that supports you, that's so helpful.
Absolutely. Yeah. As I mentioned, you know, website office space and, you know, photography. I mean, there's so many people that, you know, I could rely on that either friends that were in small businesses or were running small businesses themselves. One of the guy that gave me the office space is still a mentor to me. And it's important for people to have those connections and be able to make those phone calls when you've got those, you know, difficult decisions or different things going on that not a lot of people understand, you know, how to handle or the right questions to ask or the right way to approach a situation.
Really cool. Well, since we just went over your greatest moment, can you explain a moment where you were closest to giving up?
You know, I think it was probably like month two or month three of starting the business. And I had reached out to my network when I had started doing things. And I kind of had an expectation that my phone was going to be ringing and I was going to be getting emails. By month two and month three, I really started second guessing myself and wondering if this was a bad decision. And the phone wasn't ringing. The emails weren't coming in. And that was, you know, I would say my low point of, you know, going back to my wife at home and like, hey, did you get any business today? Nope. The phone ring, not today. And having those conversations and thinking, you know, am I really going to be able to support my family?
Very cool. If you had one do-over in your early 20s, what would that be?
So I worked a lot in college and, you know, on one hand, that was good because I left with really not any student debt. On the other hand, though, I look at my brother and my sister who both traveled abroad while they were in college or shortly after college, and I'm a little jealous looking back. And, you know, once you leave college, enter the working world, and, you know, you perhaps get into a significant relationship and have kids and all that stuff, it's really hard to ever go back to those days where you really don't have many commitments. And you're able to make a big decision or go somewhere else. And I certainly have traveled, but I never did like a study abroad type experience where I was really able to immerse myself in another culture. I guess that, you know, that's probably my biggest regret because it's not something that I could easily do right now or really looking forward to looking at my life until retirement.
Definitely understandable. I always had a tough time in college as well, trying to balance that idea of working hard or studying abroad. There's so much learning that's involved with travel.
Absolutely. It's made me better. I've done, you know, a few mission trips to, you know, Guatemala and some other places. And yeah, I mean, the stories and just the, you know, the impact that it has in my life as I'm interacting with people and, you know, just kind of taking life in.
Sweet. So this is the hard question. If you died tomorrow, what is your single biggest regret?
You know, I think it's just connecting with others. And like, I'm one of those guys that really thrive on deeper and good conversations, not just all the like superficial chit chat. And, you know, I look at Facebook and other social media platforms and I've got quite a few friends. But as far as, you know, the people that I actually reach out to and talk to and have a relationship with, it's not that many. And especially, you know, as a, you know, now in my late 30s, that sounds kind of weird to say because I always think of myself as younger than that. But there's fewer and fewer people, I guess, you know, with kids' schedules and everything else going on, the busyness of life that I really have time to connect with. I've often thought about, you know, what if I just took 50 friends on Facebook and, you know, every week of the year, you know, I just reach out to one person that I haven't talked to in the last year. That might be kind of awkward for some, but it's one of those things that I've thought about as a way for me to just get those deeper relationships and I guess reignite those relationships that I've had in the past and to continue some of those conversations that have sort of been lost.
Totally get that. What is one life hack listeners should do this week to become successful?
For me, I really found that I do my best work in the morning, and not everybody's that way. But, you know, this morning I started a workout at 6:15, and, you know, I get going. And I think it's those morning hours and finding that ritual in the morning that can really, you know, set your day up for success. whether that is, you know, meditating, whether that is reading the newspaper or whatever it looks like, getting a workout in, finding that rhythm and routine and trying to figure that out, you know, whatever works best for you, because obviously everybody's a little bit different in how they operate. But for me, just getting a good start on the day and, you know, centering myself. For me, exercise is a great way for me just to get my heart pumping and kind of give me that energy that I need for the rest of the day. And then by the time I get home at night and time to put the kids to bed, I'm shot and I'm ready to go to bed right along with them. I found for me that, you know, I used to try and get a bunch of work done at night to, you know, set me up for the next morning, but I've learned that that's not how I work. And now I accept that. And for a while I tried to push through that and try to get myself set up better for the next day. But now I know that I'm going to do even better work and be more focused if I wake up a little bit earlier in the morning and get the work done then. So I think, you know, listening to your body and just knowing what's going to work best for you and not being afraid to say, I don't work well at night and I'm not going to do that. Or, you know, I work really well in the morning, or I don't work really well in the morning, whatever it might be. But each person kind of figuring that out. But I think that morning routine is really important.
Super cool. Then I want to be respectful of your time, let you get going. But before you go, do you have any asks of the audience? Any way that they could connect with you? Any books you recommend? Any parting thoughts?
Good question. You know, I think a big thing is just, you know, finding your passion. For me, a lot of the work that we do is purpose and mission driven. And that gets me up in the morning, and that fires my employees up too.
Awesome. So find that passion. Find that passion. That's awesome. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Jake.
Thanks, Bobby. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. We really appreciate it. Three things to recap before we let you go. As Jake said, go out and see the world when you are young and have the chance. It's a great learning experience. Secondly, keep in touch with your friends as you get older. Do not take those personal connections for granted. Because if you do, one day you may realize they no longer exist, and that is a real bummer. Thirdly, remember, your actionable task this week is to wake up earlier and develop a morning routine. This is so important. We heard Jake touch on it, and we heard Greg Frankenfield touch on it in podcast too. So work on it this week, master it. Lastly, if you enjoyed the podcast, which we hope you did, please leave us a review and share it with others. You and others can visit us on gomahi.com/podcast. You can also find additional show notes there. Before we let you go, I know I said it was only three things, but I thought it'd be really important to let you know that next week we're going to be interviewing David Hoy. He's a psychologist that runs a company with 90 psychologists. So he should have a lot of life lessons because he teaches people about life every day. So that should be awesome. So thank you so much again, and we will see you soon. Goodbye.